Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Ekev and in much of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu places much emphasis on Bnei Yisrael not becoming too haughty or self-centered. Again and again, we hear Moshe pleading with Bnei Yisrael in our Parasha and elsewhere, do not get too full of yourselves. Don't forget Hashem when you enter into Eretz Yisrael and you enjoy all the luxuries there. One of the places in our Parasha that Moshe reminds Bnei Yisrael about the dangers of becoming narcissistic and forgetting Hashem is in Perek Ches, Psukim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Moshe says, follow Hashem's Torah and be very careful because maybe when you've eaten and when you are full and when you have built nice homes and when your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then, says Moshe, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yedalid, what could happen? V'ram livavecha, be careful that your heart not be lifted up, not be overinflated. You may forget Hashem who took you out of Egypt. That's the pasuk, that's what Moshe warns Bnei Yisrael about. However, there are a couple of questions that we have to ask on this pasuk. First of all, why does the Torah say, v'ram livavecha? If the Torah had said, v'ram livavchem, it would have meant the hearts of the many of you might become haughty. And if the Torah had said, v'ram libcha, or v'ram libecha, then that would mean the heart of one person might be lifted up too much. But the Torah says, v'ram livavecha, which literally means your hearts. Not your hearts, plural, but the hearts that each of you have. It's as if the Torah is saying that you have more than one heart that might become haughty. What does that mean? And a second question on the pasuk. Why did Moshe speak in the present tense? He said that you might become haughty and forget Hashem, HaMotzi'acha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who is taking you out of Mitzrayim. Why didn't Moshe say that you should not forget Hashem, who took you out of Mitzrayim? They've been out of Mitzrayim for 40 years already. These questions are asked by Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. He died in 1951. He was a Talmud Muvhak of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Merkaz HaRav, and he was also the Rav of the Shari Chesed community in Yerushalayim. He wrote many, many Sfarim. This is found in his Sefer Mei Marom. It's in Chelek Chamishi on our Parsha. Rav Charlap says that this pasuk teaches us two critical lessons about haughtiness. First of all, one of the causes of haughtiness and of being conceited is when you think that you are at the center of the universe. You have all the power. You have all the knowledge. Of course, no one thinks like that actively. No one thinks like that consciously. But sometimes we do think like that subconsciously. And how does that happen? When we think that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a history lesson, when we think it happened way back in time, with no connection to me and to my life today, God did some wonderful things then. He intervened in the world then. He listened to our tefillos then. But if it's all in the past, it makes a nice story, but it has no relevance to me today. That kind of thinking leads to gaiva, leads to self-centeredness. But if I know that Yetzias Mitzrayim is in the present tense, HaMotziacha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, then there's no more narcissism. Hashem is with me now. He's watching me now, listening to me now. He's helping me now. It's not a history lesson, it's current events. And that leads to the other question. Why does the Torah say, V'ram livavecha? How many hearts do you have? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph says that when we say Kriya Shema, that we say, we must love Hashem b'chol livavicha, with your hearts. And what does the Gemara say it means? It means b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yetzer tov u'v'yetzer hara, loving Hashem and serving Hashem with both your yetzer hatov and your yetzer hara. And Rav Charlap says that the Torah here is concerned, in our parsha, the Torah is concerned that you not become haughty with both your yetzer hatov and your yetzer hara. V'ram levavecha. But being a little confident just with your Yetzer HaTov, that's a good thing. Don't be conceited with your Yetzer Hara, but with your Yetzer HaTov. It's a good thing. Hashem loves you. Yes, you. You're great enough for Hashem to love and to listen to your tefillos and your Torah. The Navi says in Divrei Hayamim Beis, in Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Vav, about the righteous King Yehoshaphat, that he was Vayigba Libo Bidarchei Hashem. His heart, yes, his one heart, his Yetzer HaTov, his heart was lifted up, Vayigba Libo Bidarchei Hashem. How? It was lifted Bidarchei Hashem, in the ways of Hashem. We can't be haughty with our Yetzer Hara, but we can be, we must be a little confident in ourselves, sufficiently confident to approach God and to know that He, that God, the King of all kings, cares about us. Have an amazing day, everyone.